Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 6th of May, 2023. The Bible reading today is Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus travelled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Today's article, titled Thankful Hearts, was written by Po Fang Chai. Hansel Parchment was in a predicament. He caught the bus to the wrong place for his semi-final in the Tokyo Olympics and was left stranded with little hope of getting to the stadium on time. But thankfully, he met Triana Stojkovic, a volunteer helping out at the Games. She gave him some money to take a taxi. Parchment made it to the semi-final on time and eventually clinched the gold medal in the 110-metre hurdle. Later, he went back to find Stojkovic and thanked her for her kindness. In Luke 17, we read of the Samaritan leper who came back to thank Jesus for healing him. Jesus had entered a village where he met 10 lepers. All of them asked Jesus for healing, and all of them experienced his grace and power. 10 were happy that they'd been healed, but only one returned to express his gratitude. He came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and he thanked him. Every day we experience God's blessings in multiple ways. It could be as dramatic as an answered prayer to an extended time of suffering, or receiving timely help from a stranger. Sometimes, his blessings can come in ordinary ways too, such as good weather to accomplish an outdoor task. Like the Samaritan leper, let's remember to thank God for his kindness towards us. Let's pray. Dear God, you've been so good to me. I give thanks to you today. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.